Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris, he's Rob, and we are broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. They've got an unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free roll hazard protection, and more than 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com is the way tire buying should be. We got trolling or rolling with our man Martin Weiss at the bottom of the hour. And Martin Weiss, Rob, when you leave town, will be one of the guys filling in for you.
Yes. Is he filling in? Where is he filling in? Is he going to be in Birmingham?
I don't know where he's going to be.
Yeah, he's going to be in Birmingham. He's coming to Birmingham. He's
Oh, really?
Be
on the show.
Yeah, he's filling in. Yeah.
So he's going to do it from Birmingham?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
To the station in Birmingham.
Okay.
Martin's a worker. So he's going to do his show on, Friday, The Odd Couple, and then Saturday his show.
I think Thursday. Husky tomorrow. Martin on Thursday. And
who's
then
a,
Rob G.
Rob G's on Friday, right. So he'll do it, and then
Rob
he'll do
his stepping into the arena.
He'll do a Saturday show to Martin from Birmingham.
VJ and the Martin and VJ show right here on Fox Sports Radio. 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific, 7 to 10 p.m. Eastern on Fox Sports Radio. All right, Rob, let's go back. Remember yesterday we talked about The Athletic releasing their quarterback tiers, which they do every year. Surprisingly, Lamar Jackson has never been on tier one, Rob. That despite winning a unanimous MVP. But he's never been regarded as a tier one quarterback. This year was the same thing. He was tier two, which he's been for the last 4 years. And he was overall ranked seventh behind Patrick Mahomes, Joe Burrow, Josh Allen, Aaron Rodgers, Justin Herbert, and Jalen Hurts. And so I think, Rob, and I've been, you know, I haven't been like just one to just praise Lamar Jackson. He obviously is a great player. But I understood some of the apprehensions about, you know, he hasn't thrown it a lot outside the numbers, but hasn't had great receivers either. He's been had a great, you know, relationship passing the ball with Mark Andrews, the tight end, but outside the numbers hasn't really done it. But this year, Rob, with the new offensive coordinator Todd Monken, going to be more of a pro-style offense. OBJ, I'm not going to sit here and act like I expect Odell Beckham Jr. to turn back the clock, but I think if he's healthy and stays healthy, more importantly, I think he can have a good year. They got Zay Flowers, the rookie, who's tough.
OBJ. If he can stay healthy, right. He can't stay healthy, Chris.
Nah,
that's
been his problem throughout his career, not just recently. And so, but I think he's got a good, the best receiving core he's ever had. You know, they're still going to be able to run the ball. And with this new offense that Todd Monken, the new OC, is putting in, here's what one executive who voted in the tiers said. It was a defensive coordinator, Lamar. Here's what he said. If Josh Allen was in that same offense Lamar was in, meaning under Greg Roman, you would think of Josh the same way you think of Lamar. Josh was just in a more pro-favorable offense. Lamar, whatever they thought they were doing, simple fact of the matter is they put him basically in a college offense. It will be really good to see if Lamar elevates his game and people say he is more like Josh Allen. I'm expecting him to elevate his game, Rob. And so I do have him as a tier one quarterback. I get the injury issues, and that's a concern. He's missed, 10 games, I think, the last 2 years. But they didn't come running the ball. They came, you know, in the pocket. So I've been one to believe that you can't run like he does and stay healthy, but he has been able to do that. So, I'm expecting a big year from him.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I don't think there's that many tier one quarterbacks. You know, I'm not so sure that he's not where he belongs because we haven't seen a sustain. And that doesn't mean that he didn't win the MVP when he did and he was unanimous and he changed everything. But I think sometimes when you talk about, all the things a quarterback can do, I think people are still waiting to see some of that, Chris. And some of that has to do with not having the right pieces, needing him to do right. other things. And I think that's why. Not that he's a bad player or he's not good or dynamic or he can't be that. But I think that's why the jury's still out on him. And I think this is a good test, Chris, this year to see exactly who is he with some wide receivers and guys to throw to. You know, you start having to respect that pass, Chris, that opens up even more yardage for him. And if you come in and put an extra man in the box, say, I'm going to force you to throw the football downfield, and he starts connecting on long passes and all kinds of other stuff, he's going to be almost impossible to be able to defend. Because what do you do, Chris? How do you cheat if he's hitting receivers downfield with some accuracy, or he's running for 20 yards in chunks because you don't have that extra man in the box? I mean, he's a nightmare for defenses.
Remember, his second year in the league, and you're talking about rushing, and one reason he was so tough to handle was because of the threat of the run, but he led the league with 36 passing touchdowns his second year.
I remember that, yeah.
Yeah, that's when he won the MVP and was great, led the league in QBR as well. But here's some more numbers from him. He's one of six players in NFL history to reach 100-plus passing touchdowns and 4,000-plus rushing yards in a career, and the fastest to do it, Rob, by 31 games. Now, keeping it real.
Thank you. Go ahead. Do it.
Those are great numbers, and it's a great achievement. But the game is so different.
It's not
they
the same
throw it
game.
So much more. Right. Yeah, that's the thing.
And it's not to take anything away. Right. You just said it. We're not like downplaying what he did. But when you go back and look at Terry Bradshaw, and he threw 38 passes, Chris, in three games. 38 right. passes in three right. games. They throw that in the first quarter.
It. Yeah, it was so different. There's no question about it. It's like comparing 3-point numbers. you know, to back in the day. Oh, Bird only hit one a game. I mean, they didn't shoot him. So you can't really compare him. Here's something else. In the regular season, Rob, we know he's won 74% of his games, which is big. 45 and 16.
That's a big number.
64% of his passes. You know, hadn't thrown for a lot of yards. And we'll see again if that changes this year. I am expecting him to have a big year. I get the apprehension. I've at times, you know, I've said he has. I wanted him to throw the ball better outside the numbers. But the fact is the offense wasn't that sophisticated, nor did they have the great receiving core. And so you're right, Rob. This year, we'll see if he can do it.
Right. He could wind up winning the MVP, Chris. Remember, he got off to a great start last year. He was playing great football.
Then they struggled a little bit for a little while.
And then he got hurt.
They kept winning. Yeah, then he got hurt. And so I think the Ravens are going to be a load this year, Rob.
Yeah, it's going to be.
Because the fact is, they win with him. And they, you know, their defense is always solid.
Until further notice. I mean, like you talk about 74%.
Yep.
Ain't too many quarterbacks walking around with a 74% winning percentage. I don't care who you are. That's a 3 out of 4 game. You winning 3 out of 4 games?
I think the only other active quarterbacks above 70% for their careers,
right,
are Mahomes, and believe it or not, Jimmy Garoppolo. Rob, check that out. But yeah, Garoppolo's at 70%. And Lamar's at 74, and then you got Mahomes. Mahomes is around 80. But yeah, so we'll see. But it's a big year. Look, he got his money. He's obviously going to be in a good headspace. He's got some receivers. I'm sure he's excited about the new offense. And so we'll see if he can prove, you know, the doubters wrong, Rob. I do think he's going to be throwing it more. And not, you know, trying not to run as much. Obviously, that's always a weapon that he should keep. But I think he's going to try to be a little more of a pocket passer. And you're right. If he can add that to his arsenal, how are you going to stop him?
It'll be almost impossible.
Yeah, no doubt. All right, so let's throw it out to the listeners. 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. It's your turn to weigh in on Lamar Jackson. Do you think he's going to elevate to a tier one quarterback this season, or do you think he already is there? Your thoughts next. iCouple, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hi, this is Jay Glazer, and you may know me from the world of football or fighting or even shows like HBO's Ballers. What you don't know is for my entire life, I have lived in something I refer to as the gray, depression, anxiety. So now I'm coming out with a new podcast, Unbreakable, a mental health podcast with Jay Glazer, where each week, while we talk about mental health, I hope to describe it, give it words. Listen to Unbreakable with Jay Glazer on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
Do that, okay?
It is the I Couple, the fresh scent of Irish Spring and those sensational Irish Spring suds are just the reset you need to own the day. Irish Spring, when the spring hits you, you're ready. Pick up Irish Spring at your local retailer today. Now, Rob G, I heard this song is a request from you. What is all this about?
This is the Songify version of Tom Brady's press conference when he got caught with the deflated footballs. So they turned his comments into a song.
Wow.
And he's talking about the deflated footballs.
Oh, I love this. Wow.
Who's they?
Whoever these guys who created the video.
Just a YouTube.
Like, it sounds like a country song or something. It sounds to me like, Rob, the Muppets. Oh. Remember the Muppets movie?
It does sound like the Muppets.
I was going to say.
You
say
that, this, USC Chris?
I love the Muppets.
Is this Conway Twitty? Like, who is this? Right. Conway Twitty.
Y'all lead a goat alone. My gosh. Wow.
I love it.
All right. Well, Rob, I want to ask you. Rob G jumped in killing Patrick Mahomes and for saying he would take less money to win. What are your thoughts on that?
I just don't think they go together. I just don't think they go together. I think that that's what people push out there, but I don't think that that's the reason why teams win or not. I mean, I think that that's convenient and it worked in New England, despite the fact that they didn't spend the money on the players that you would have thought. Everybody says Brady didn't have any receivers. He didn't have any of this and he didn't have any of that. That doesn't make any sense, right? Like, he's taking less money. Moss.
And they got Randy on the cheap.
Right.
Because remember, his career had.
But I'm just saying that I don't think that they go hand in hand. Like, for sure, if you don't spend money, if your quarterback takes less, you're going to win. I'm not. The Rams won a Super Bowl, Chris, and it was a disaster the year after because they paid everybody, right. But they won.
I think it can be a factor. Like, you know, you got to make sure the team's spending, though, because, you know, there is a salary cap. And I know guys can renegotiate contracts and push money, you know, down, you know, into the future to get other players and stuff like that. But eventually those bills are going to come due. But I do agree with you that, you know, it we've seen it, the evidence. And I got no problem. Tom Brady still retired as the highest paid, you know, had earned more money than any player in NFL history when he retired. But so he still made his money. But, yeah, if they're not going to spend that money, then what am I doing this for? Right. And I would say to Patrick Mahomes, just make – this is all I say. And I'm going to be honest, Rob, like, when I speak at whether it's churches or schools or whatever, you know, I have an honorarium and all that and it's set, but I, especially churches, I work with churches and say, you know, look, if your church isn't big enough or can only afford a certain amount, I'm willing to work with you on the honorarium. I have my people do it, but I don't want to be taken advantage of. And that's what I would say to a Mahomes. Just make sure.
I got no problem with him. And that's in the church.
But yeah, thing. And I'm not saying like, I'm not trying to rip Christians.
No. But my point is,
you don't want to be taken advantage of.
Exactly. And that's it. And the bottom line is, they won last year. They won the Super Bowl. But Pro Bowlers like Tyreek Hill and Orlando Brown, both gone. Like, Mahomes gave up money. And the whole idea was that you're going to keep that together.
And Kelsey's making less, too.
Right. Kelsey doesn't make what he's supposed to make.
He talked about that.
And that's what I'm saying is, like, you're right. You don't want to be taken advantage of or used as, like, oh, yeah, take less and we do this and whatever. And the owner's not taking less. And,
right.
And the general manager's not taking less. And the coach is making top dollar. How is that fair? Just because those that doesn't count against the cap.
Well, they do the quarterbacks do get more money than anybody else.
No, but I'm just saying, but Mahomes could have had a deal that set a standard forever. And instead, he's going to wind up being the sixth or seventh, or where is he going to wind up?
Well, he's seventh right now.
Seventh highest paid quarterback, which is ridiculous.
And we'll see, you know, what I do. When you're making this type of money that they, you know, these top quarterbacks, or all quarterbacks, to be honest, are making, I do agree with the philosophy of if I have to take a little less, it's still life-changing, generational-changing money. To win or be in a place where I'm happy in a great situation, maybe coaching staff I like, whatever the case, I am with that philosophy. But I'm also like I said, don't take advantage of me, right? Like if you want me to take a little bit less, so we can go sign more players, then let's sign more players. But don't just ask me to do it because you know I want to win, and you know my heart's in the right place.
And then you don't spend the money, or you get rid of people.
Right, right. And so, that's all I would say. But I, you know, I've said it before, I've done it in my career. Sometimes take a little less because I'm happy. I'm in a good situation and I'm, you know, so, yeah, but I think we'll see. You know, I like his priorities and
the only thing is,
mindset.
And you notice, Chris, we've had Andrew Brandt, who worked in front offices and knows the ins and outs of the NFL. And he just said, you convert your salary to bonuses. Like, you don't have to. It might make it a bonus instead of your base salary. You could still get your money.
Right.
It just doesn't make sense that you have to take less. When there's a way of doing business, he knows it. The player's agents should know it. No, okay, that's fine. Give us a bonus. We'll take $9 million up front in cash. You know what I mean? And then I might not be the number one highest paid quarterback. But when you add my bonus, you know, like salary-wise, Chris, my bonus makes me get to where I deserve. And that's the thing that I just hate to see guys get used or taken advantage of. And that shouldn't happen.
All right, Trolling or Rolling with Martin Weiss is next. But first.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
They see me trolling.
Tom Brady, he's done.
They hating.
Aaron Rodgers did not have a Pro Bowl season.
Trying to kiss me right in there.
It's Trolling or Rolling.
All right, Martin Weiss is, you can check him out on the Martin and VJ show. Or every Saturday, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific time, 7 to 10 p.m. Eastern. They were trying to go with this whole Odd Couple Light, Odd Couple Zero.
Oh, is that what they are?
Odd Couple Juniors. But I think they've cut that out. Have they? Have they cut that out? Or are they still?
I think they've cut that out.
I work with them on the weekends. They just do their own thing. They're fine.
So they're not. But they had tweeted that, and we, you know.
I mean, if anyone tweeted that, I'm going to just blame that on VJ.
Yes, yeah. VJ, I think, is the one who tweeted
we
it.
We talked with him about it, and I was fine with it. But, I gave him, of course, I gave him some flack.
Gave him the business, right. You got to give him the business.
I give him the business.
I was just giving him the business. He was celebrating getting Max Scherzer.
Oh, was he?
VJ. Yeah, and I just had to remind him that Max has a 4 earned run average.
Yes, right. And you know what? Yeah, and he's been beat up in the postseason as well a little bit. So,
yes, no doubt. So, Martin Weiss, I guess,
don't know what's going on, man. I mean,
is he ghosting you guys?
I guess.
Did you do it, Rob?
Yeah, me and him were just texting a couple, an hour or so ago. So
maybe his phone died.
Maybe. We can do Trolling and Rolling without it. I think that I got enough topics here that we didn't use for the regular show that we can get to it.
I love the way Rob G pinch hitting. Just like grab a bat, get up to the plate, and do something.
That's right. I'll lay down a bunt. I'm not going to guarantee a hit, but I'll, make contact.
Yeah, this isn't Wally Pipp here.
You bunting, Rob G? You got that kind of speed?
Yes.
Really?
He's got wheels.
Yes. You got
wheels.
Okay.
He got wheels. The only thing, Chris, is they're attached to a wheelchair.
It's short strides that move quick. Like, dee-dee-dee-dee-dee. It's just not like the long strides. That's the difference.
Oh, man.
Chris always assuming anybody who's Mexican is not fast.
Right. What is that?
I didn't bring race into it at all.
That's what you were thinking, Chris.
Is that Mexican people not fast?
Racist.
I was thinking build.
Racist.
Not race.
Oh, jeez. All right, so let's get to it.
You guys
know how this game works.
Racist.
Let's just do it. The story number one. ESPN is set to replace Jeff Van Gundy and Mark Jackson, their longtime NBA analyst on the A Squad with Mike Breen, with Doc Rivers and Doris Burke. Chris, trolling or rolling that ESPN is making an unnecessary mistake?
Rolling.
They see me rolling.
I mean, look, the games are the games. People are going to want to watch them. Doris is good. And Doc is great. I remember Doc doing it,
Doc has done TV for a long time.
Yeah, before he coached the Orlando Magic and, after he retired as a player.
He worked with Marv Albert.
Yeah, yeah. So it's not that Doc and Doris won't be good. But I thought Jeff and Mark were tremendous with Mike Breen. They all three had the relationship from New York. Breen calls the Knicks games. Mark, of course, played for him. And Jeff coached him. And Mark played for Jeff in New York.
And we know all three of them, Chris, really well. Yeah.
And Breen's been on the show. I think Mark's probably been on the show now when I think about it. But, yeah, we know them all well. And, Rob, I just thought now – a lot of people may not have liked it. It's kind of like you've talked about his personality. Because they would talk about things outside of the game. But it was fun. I mean, when it was time to critique the game and call the game, they were, they obviously have great knowledge of the game. And they did that well. But they also have fun with each other. Talked about, different topics and movies and baseball. And just little jokes and jabs here and there. I thought they were really good. And I'm going to miss them. I don't think the ratings will drop or anything like that because people are tuning in for the big games. But I do think it's a mistake.
Yeah, I'm rolling with it.
They see me rolling.
I mean, you're breaking up a team that probably doesn't need to be broken up from the standpoint that they still had contracts in place and it was working. But Chris, as I said to you before, this is just for Wall Street and for investors. They want to feel confident that ESPN is tightening its budget. And even though the money's still on the books, Chris, I mean, It's
and
optics.
And then they're paying, I don't think Doc's doing it for free.
No, they got to pay Doc.
I get that he's still, getting money.
No, they're still hiring people. But I'm saying it's for Wall Street. So that they feel like, ESPN not just throwing money around. Oh, my God, they've tightened. Look at what they got rid of. Okay, they're serious now. They're going to watch the budget. And that's all it is. That's what it is.
All right, it is Trolling and Rolling, the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. Let's bring in the real star of the segment. Martin Weiss is back.
Nah, Martin, we'll talk to you next week, man.
I'll talk to you
Thursday. You can't just be rolling up halfway through.
What happened?
What you think this is?
Oh, you know what, Rob Parker? All I'm saying for the last month and a half,
I've been on time and early for the first things first meeting. Chris Broussard sometimes will struggle in like 2 or 3 minutes late.
No. You mixing me up with Nick Wright. I'm always on.
No, what happened? What happened?
No, I'm just saying, you know what I'm saying? You know what, Rob? The meeting starts.
And you don't even have a reason?
Yeah, we're trying to figure out what's the reason.
On live radio, but you don't even have a reason?
I got no good. I got nothing good right now. I'm sorry.
Oh, wow. Nothing.
I'm trashing Martin Weiss. How dare you?
Very fair. Very fair. Because I'll be honest, I was sitting around and Mario looked at me and my girlfriend said, "Babe, it's 6:30 on Tuesday. You need to be on the radio." And I was like, "Oh, shoot. Let me go ahead and grab the phone." But I would say this. Yo, so basically, let me ask you this, y'all. Mark Jackson got laid off by ESPN a few weeks after Jeff Van Gundy got laid off by ESPN.
Is this the same one?
We just did
that's
that.
That's the same one?
Martin, we'll talk to you Thursday.
We just did Real that.
Real talk. How you feeling?
Yeah. We'll talk to you Thursday. We'll talk to you. You on the show. Don't be late. You fill it in for Rob Thursday. Don't be late.
I can't interest you in Nathaniel Hackett.
Nah.
Hey, I'll hang up. I'll be there Thursday. You're right. All right, I'll talk to you Thursday. My fault.
Peace out.
Yes,
go ahead,
sir.
Rob G.
Thanks for putting me in the middle of this one, guys.
Come on, we live TV. Live radio.
All right.
We're live. You know what I mean? Yeah. Come on.
All right. Well, let's keep it
moving. We're looking live.
And you don't even have a reason? That's my man. We love Martin.
I would have lied about
filling
something.
In for Rob
I would have said my phone died.
But come on. We can't.
Right. That's what I would have said.
Lied. All right. Here we go.
Rob, am I right?
In that case, story number two.
But a professional radio show.
If you're late for a meeting or a phone call of some point, trolling or rolling that you're better off lying and making up an excuse than just saying I missed it. Rob Parker.
I'm rolling with that.
They see me rolling.
You can't come late to the party without an explanation. I just say something. You know, the dog ate my phone, the charger this, bad reception, my phone didn't ring, it went to the voicemail, right, for the messages, so I didn't get it.
Did you say the dog ate my phone?
Yeah, or something like that. I'm just trying to come up with something. So I think you got to come up with some sort of excuse. Exactly.
I'm trolling it.
Oh, man. Hey.
There are repercussions for everything. We're not firing him. He's still going to be here Thursday, but it's just, you just got to let, you know, take your medicine, be honest and take your medicine, and you know it's all good, but he'll be back. Next time I'll be on time.
All right, here we go.
I got my little segment. Let me make sure I'm on time.
Story number three, trolling and rolling here on the Iacobo Fox Sports Radio. CeeDee Lamb said in an interview this week in Dallas that unlike last season, the Cowboys offense is now entirely in Dak Prescott's hands in 2023. Chris Broussard, trolling or rolling, the Cowboys offense will be better this season than they were last season.
Well, it was great last season. I'm gonna troll that.
Oh man. Hey.
I think they'll be good. I'm excited to see Tony Pollard as the number one back and what he does. Everybody's assuming, he can't handle 20 carries again. Well, we'll see. He's a great back. The receiving corps, they added Brandon Cook. So I think they're going to be good. Better? That's a big step because, like I said, they've been good the last few years. And Mike McCarthy, you know, I'm not as down on him as a lot of people, but I thought Kellen Moore was a good OC. And Mike, you know, we'll see how up to date he is with the play calling and stuff like that. So I think they'll be good, but I'm not going to say better.
Yeah, I'm trolling it.
Oh, man.
You're asking Dak to lead the way and run wild with it and throw the ball over the yard. I'm just not buying that's what the Cowboys want. When the Cowboys were at their best, they ran the ball first, and then Dak was able to make some throws and stuff. That's when they were at the Cowboys were a threat. And people thought, hey, they might finally have something and might have a chance to win a Super Bowl. But not even that happened. But I think they're not going to be better. They're not.
When he averaged 370 yards a game passing, that was brief because he got hurt. They were 2-3. And then when he averaged 306 yards a game passing, they were 8-8. So, like Rob said, they're better off the run. And he can do some great things as well.
Throwing but off the run.
But they need to, they need that run game.
We got time for one more trolling and rolling here on The Odd Couple. Caleb Williams is supposed to be the best thing since sliced bread. And we're very excited to have him in the NFL draft next season. Several NFL evaluators, scouts, coaches, what have you, told The Ringer that his comparison in the NFL, his comp, is Patrick Mahomes. Caleb Williams was asked about it. He says, I've seen the Mahomes thing. He was very respectful, but then added later, I don't think anything of it because I'm my own self. Rob Parker, trolling or rolling, Caleb Williams downplaying the Mahomes comparisons.
I'm rolling with it.
They see me rolling.
You know, it's fine, and people do that, but you want to be your own dog. I want to set my own standard. I want to be the guy. I'm not looking to be compared. Even if you know the LeBron and Michael, a lot of times it was like he's chasing a ghost, never really talked about it, even though it was implied. And the same thing, Mahomes is doing his own thing. He's great. Let him be him. I'm trying to be myself. I'm not putting myself in some trick bag saying I'm the next Patrick Mahomes. So I like what he said.
Yeah, I'm rolling with it.
They see me rolling.
I didn't see it, so I would like to see the body language, hear the tone of voice. Because you can say, look, that's flattering. I mean, he's the best quarterback in the league, in the world. To be put in that, same sentence as him is great. But I'm just trying to be the first Caleb Williams. I'm trying to be my own guy. Like, you can say it that way. And maybe he did. So I not seeing it, just hearing the words, I'm going to roll with it. That's fine. And he is a talented, player. There's no doubt about it. But, Rob, we've talked about it. And I think he will be great. But the quarterback, you don't know.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
And Rob, let's do it this way with baseball. I'm baffled. I want to hear, Rob G, has he, Eduardo Rodriguez, has he given any reason? He's from Venezuela. So, you know, it's not like he's lived in America and for some reason has something against Los Angeles. Maybe he does anyway, but you turn down going to a team that really has a chance to win a World Series. And as David Justice said, Rob, if he pitches well for right. the Dodgers, you're talking about more money, potentially. You're talking about a bigger platform for yourself,
Chris,
bigger profile. I don't get it.
I just wonder if he's ever heard a Randy Newman song. I love L.A. Like, what? Did you not listen to the song? What are you talking about?
I bet he's never heard it. You know,
my God. Who doesn't want to come to the, like, a blue blood franchise? Like seriously, that has money, has an unbelievable fan base. Chris, we talk about almost 4 million tickets sold a year. People crazy about the Dodgers. They love their players. They always are in the mix of late, you know what I mean, the last 15 years or 12 years, whatever it's been. My God, it's shocking that he doesn't want his family to move from Detroit. Just never heard that before.
It's baffling. Beyond all that, and you're right about all of that, but also you want to win, right? I mean, the Tigers aren't horrible, but who's got a better chance of winning?
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't think they're going to make the playoffs, right?
No.
And so I don't, it's baffling. I mean, look, he might have good personal reasons. Like you said, maybe, I don't know if he's married or anything, but maybe his family is completely set in Detroit.
So Chris, he had 10 teams on his list. So it wasn't like he was saying, right. I don't want to leave Detroit. It's just that the right. Dodgers weren't one of them. And he had a no trade clause. And he said, nope, they're not on my list. I don't want to move there. I don't want to bring my family to the West Coast or to L.A., I guess. Rob G., is there any way you have the list? I'm just curious to see if, like, there are no teams. Like, it's not the Giants. You know what I mean? Not Seattle, Chris. Maybe he doesn't like the West Coast. Is that
right?
Is that it, Rob G., that we know?
Everything that we've seen so far on ESPN, The Athletic, CBS, it just says that he has a list of 10 teams that he would not, N-O-T, be willing to be traded to. And I guess if you're determining it that way,
you know what I'm saying?
It could just be,
like,
as simple as I don't want to be on the West Coast. I don't want
right.
to be that far
well,
away.
Well,
like,
that's where we'd like to
where
see
I'm
the
from.
List.
Because
right, that's what I'm saying. If it's the Padres and
sure.
the Mariners.
If you're
right.
looking at just the divisions, conveniently, there are 10 or 5 teams in the NL West
right.
and 5 teams in the AL West.
That's
so
what I'm saying.
Just
it could
as simple
be.
As that.
Yeah. No, that
and then now that would make sense, Chris, more than turning down the Dodgers, wouldn't it? If you just say, like, I don't want to live on the West Coast.
Now, it's a little a little baffling. I mean, he's from Venezuela.
Right. So it's I'm not just like saying, it would be consistent, though.
I don't think, you know. I get it. It would be a reason. But it's just odd that, you know, if he wasn't raised in this country, why would he have
such he's only played for the Red Sox and the Tigers.
Right.
So Eastern time zones, Chris. So I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, that might be it. But I don't know. He may have missed a good opportunity for himself. I would say from the outside looking in that he did.
Yep. So.
But, you know. We'll
all
see.
Right.
All right, Rob. Safe travels, man, to Birmingham. Again, congratulations. We are
Thank
very
you.
Proud of you on your Hall of Fame induction into the National Association of Black Journalists Hall of Fame. Congrats, brother. Well deserved.
Appreciate it so much. Thank you so much, guys, and I'll see you next week when I get back.
All right. All right, it's the Odd Couple signing off. Keep it locked right here on Fox Sports Radio.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts. If you dare.
All right, game off. We gotta pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!